Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into hour number two. Gerald Celente is joining us in the third hour today. I thought it was in the second hour. So my sheet said, but it's actually in the third hour, old time zone issue there. So that'll always be informative. We're going to cover a host of issues. In fact, he said, what are the talking points? And by talking points, what do you want to get into? What are the subjects? And I just said, hey, whatever you want to cover. And, of course, I've got some of my points and questions. I want to play Howard Dean saying, and not just the rich need to pay taxes. Everybody needs to pay more. Well, don't worry. You will. 3.8% basically on all investments on top of the other taxes. We're talking $6,000-$8,000 a year, one way or another, making you buy health care. That'll drive up the price. It's already happened. They're getting rid of basically all the deductions, and it's just going to get worse and worse. And they're going to control the health care. So that's going on. I want to give the toll-free number out to join us on air when we come back from the break. And I really think I'm up to it, actually going to your calls and getting to a lot of them. So start your engines. Be ready when we come back in the next segment. First-time callers on all the things we've been talking about the last few weeks or any points that you want to raise. I'm going to give the number out when we come back, and then we will give everybody a chance to be on air because I really want to hear from you. And I love the wild card aspect of just going to your phone calls. If you just joined us, I was covering Al-Qaeda link group, Syrian rebels once denied now key to anti-Assad victories, and Drudge has come out and said, what are you going to go to the UN and make up that they're going to use WMDs? It would be suicide for Assad to do that. Saddam had some chemical weapons that the UN hadn't found. He didn't use them. Our government blew a bunch of them up in the first Gulf War, and our troops all briefed it. And the government, all those are false alarms, those thousands of alarms they had that went off. It was chemical tape, folks. It has stripes when it comes into sarin or VX. They said, oh, never mind all that. And don't worry, you're going to die about 50 years young. But hey, get ready to go home and die. We care about you, though. Hey, salute those troops. Don't bring anything up negative. You know, a lot of times veterans are the core of our audience, great supporters, smart people who aren't naive. That's why Homeland Security demonizes them. But a lot of times it will be, though, the few people that will get in my face will be a guy, you know, with like the veteran vest on, and the George W. Bush stuff on, and they'll walk over and go, I don't appreciate you running America down. I don't appreciate you putting down our troops. And I go, how am I doing that? Well, your lies about the Iraq war and all this stuff and stuff like that. And they'll say, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, so putting the troops in a war that's a fraud and having them breathe nerve gas in the first Gulf War, oh, but just, I don't want to hear from you. They're always, I don't want to. Probably happened 20 times over the years. I don't want to. I think I caught some of it on tape at the Grand Canyon. Nobody's at the giant visitor center. It looks like an aircraft carrier. And I'd been there, you know, in 97 to make America Destroyed by Design. It was a small business visitor center. Now it was a huge one. We've seen a video on YouTube. I uploaded it literally minutes later in my car. And I walk over. Nobody's around. Literally nobody's around. And there's the UN sign saying that, you know, it's UN-controlled World Heritage Site and the treaty and UNESCO and what it all means. The same sign I videotaped in America by Design. So I wanted to shoot some video of that. And the guy hears me talking. He comes walking by with his wife. They're about 10 feet behind me because I hear him. He goes, hold on, honey. And I'm sitting there talking while this is happening, but I can do two things at once. I hear him go, hold on, honey. I want to see what this guy's saying. He's got like his, you know, his army hat on, or I think it was Navy, and he's got all this American flags all over in a vest, and he walks over. He goes, this guy won't get out of my way. You know, he heard me saying, the United Nations, you know, says they control this. Well, see, guys like that, they don't like hearing somebody runs America. I'm a traitor for saying that. Not that we should get America back. No, I'm the traitor for lying about America and saying America isn't strong. And he's like, what are you doing? I want to see what this is. This guy won't get out of my way. And I turn and I go, oh, really, buddy? I won't get out of your way. And he goes, and then he starts running off. Because I'm supposed to just go, oh, yes, sir. Oh, don't, oh, my gosh, you're so tough. Don't hurt me. You know, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Look, the globalists captured America. America's dead unless we admit it and take America back. That's not unpatriotic. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another hour of InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Thursday, the 6th day of December, 2012, and we've already done 1 hour of transmission. 2 more hours coming up. I may even go into overdrive again, then I'll be back tonight with InfoWars Nightly News and the rest of my great crew. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We stream video at InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, I want to just give the number out now for first-time callers and just take a bunch of calls and then get back into news because I've covered a bunch of news now in the first hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 for first-time callers today, 800-259-9231. Here it is, CFR strategist praises al-Qaeda bombings in Syria. Unbelievable new article. McClatchy, exclusive Syrian faction linked to al-Qaeda. Effective rebel group has ties to terror group. Like I said, like Hitler had ties to the Nazis. Council on Foreign Relations says they need al-Qaeda. It goes on and on and on. And the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge comes out and tweets at Drudge and says, hey, you're hyping WMDs now, saying we need to invade Syria after 21 and a half months of backing al-Qaeda. Drudge, I'm adding that. That's in the news. Drudge made the point of, let me just read what he actually said. Obama playing up WMD threat in Syria is bold and hysterical. Who will go to the UN to show evidence this time? Maybe one of the ISIS. And never has it been more clear that the globalists run al-Qaeda. It's like a magic skeleton key. What's a skeleton key? It'll open any door, basically. Magic tool. And you need to take liberty from a country? Just stage an attack, blaming al-Qaeda, or let al-Qaeda attack? You need to take over a nation? You need to destabilize? Just say al-Qaeda's there. It's amazing. I'm going to take down Libya? Send in al-Qaeda. Then you want to invade Libya again? Say al-Qaeda's there. Who you put there? The media won't point that out. Or if they do, the public's so brain dead, who cares? Now they're in Syria. And then also coming up, Senator Inhofe, there's a video message for UN Climate Conference. Obama quietly handing over billions of dollars to the UN in the name of global warming. Again, it's global taxes already begun. Congress wouldn't pass it. He's just doing it. Congress won't pass shutting down power plants. He's just doing it. Congress won't pass gun bans. He's saying he's just going to do it. Congress won't pass the Cybersecurity Act, as CBS News even admits, is Russian-style net censorship. He just signs an order, tells Congress they can't even see it. He'll order the bureaucracy what to do. Unprecedented. That's from Senate.gov. UN being given money outside of Congress. And what does Obama want with the fiscal cliff? He's saying, I won't take the Republican deal of $990 billion in new taxes. I won't take the new, on top of getting rid of basically all deductions, hundreds of billions a year. I read the Washington Post 2 days ago where they had the Republican breakdown. And even they were playing the game. Well, this is very reasonable. I mean, if Democrats were trying this, conservatives would be having convulsions on the ground. And Obama's like, nope, I will be given control of the automatic debt increase. You will vote to give it to me. A 50-50 vote will do it, you know, if they get a simple majority. And he says, but then it'll take two-thirds to ever override me, which is basically almost impossible to get a two-thirds override on spending. I can't remember the last time that happened, a long time ago. It's like healthcare takes that big override. It's just, I mean, they want these chains on us. So It's 90% there, a dictator, when it comes to finances. But he doesn't care. They won't even pass it. He'll just do it. He's signing statements. It goes on and on. Executive orders. I mean, we're in trouble. It's not a game to get up here and talk about the traitorous activities of the globalists through their puppet Obama. It's not fun to be on their enemies list. That came out 3 years ago. I'm on Obama's enemies list. Look it up. It's not fun, the stuff they do. It's not... That's why I get so angry at peacocks and people in the media who claim they're conservative that won't go after this stuff and that play softball because they're afraid and want their job. Folks, this is real evil. We've got to defeat this. And people are like, well, Romney was bad too. I know. They ran a political corpse, just like Bob Dole against Clinton in 96, to do that. It's rigged. Folks, you know I call elections like I see them from the real experts of my own, and I'm an expert on vote fraud, and I'm studying it for 17 years. Obama lost the election. They cheated him in all those states on records. Do you think Californians didn't want GMO labeling on food? Do you really believe polls showed 2-1 they were for labeling, but magically then they lost? I mean, do you believe any of that? I mean, if the government will shoot foster kids up with uranium and give little kids last year under U.S. government-funded Bill and Melinda Gates live polio, and paralyze them. That was in the news, not even a big, oh, a bunch of kids, 60-something thousand are paralyzed after the polio and vaccine, no big deal, nothing to see here. I mean, it's so over the top. Okay, yes, they'll engage in election fraud. I'm going to try to explain this. The robber barons in England and the U.S. and the European robber barons of 100 years ago, excuse me, funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute on record. And if you don't know what that is, this has even been in the London Guardian and New York Times. You know, I say they lie. Sometimes they even tell the truth because they just think it doesn't even matter that our government and the British government, not just the robber barons, funded Lenin to take over. That's mainline history. Our government put Mao in 49. That's now declassified. Our government helped put Hitler in. And why did they do that? Why are they putting al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria? Why are they putting al-Qaeda light, the Muslim Brotherhood? It's backing the folks in Gaza, no matter which side of that you're on, because they're going to put the crazies in charge everywhere, and then they're going to kill them. And then they're going to let the crazies attack us so the government can play the part of drama queens taking your rights. They're trying to sell torture. They're trying to tell you you can't videotape cops. They're setting up checkpoints in the name of DWI just to get you used to it all over the country, totally illegal. North Korea. I mean, this is a real takeover, and they need to get the cops and the firefighters and the police and the minions and the feds and the bureaucrats. And then I'm going to go to your calls, but just look at how since 9/11, 11 years ago, the biggest group of yearly scholarships now, the biggest group of scholarships isn't in science, isn't in technology, isn't in literature, isn't in media, isn't in government, isn't in finance, isn't in business, isn't in sports medicine. It's in homeland security related things. And I've run into countless people. I've read the news articles, but I've run into them. They're like, you're right, Alex. I remember like 7, 8 years ago, I'd be at different events and things and different conferences and things I've gone to. And there'd be a guy going, yeah, I'm getting out of UT next year, or I'm getting out of A&M. It's all true. We go to the Threat Fusion Center. We can dial in and read everybody's mail and we data mine. But, you know, computers look at it and they tell us if there's a problem. And so that's the probable cause, because the computer said it saw a problem. It's not a human looking at it. The computer looked at it. So it wasn't a human looking at first. So it's okay for us to then look once it flags something. And you can just set the computer however you want. You know, they can say a peanut butter sandwich is Al-Qaeda and look at everything you're doing. And again, I already know all this, but I'm running into these people going, you have no idea, Alex, how bad it is. But I get to see it all. And I'm like, you little idiots. So it's not going to matter, because you're going to have millions of people with these degrees over the last 11 years, and this is their future, and they're going to do it, and they're going to run our lives, and they love it, and they're on power trips, and that's the end of it. Do you understand how much trouble we're in? I mean, TSA, you try to film, they run up like drama queens and say it's illegal when they know it's not. You're out on the road, cop will pull over and say, don't film us. What are you, a terrorist? You know, it's ridiculous. It's this make-believe, well, the government is Al-Qaeda. All of you that attacked me, I deserve an apology, because now they publicly ran them against the Serbs. They publicly ran them against us on 9/11. They're publicly running them in the Middle East. And it is unbelievable. Folks, they got over 10,000 missiles. I told you that before it was even in the news. Heat seekers, some are radar guided. They say they're going to attack America with them. They've given Al-Qaeda missiles. Now they're going to set up highway checkpoints to search all the trucks. That's going to be the next phase. And I'll be on the air going, remember, they gave them the missiles. I'm so sick of it. And now they're saying there's missing nukes. Get ready for a U.S. city to get hit. Oh, boy, when they start selling that narrative, look out. And they're going to grandstand when they kill 100,000 people. And I'll have to sit there on the news and watch them, the killers who blow up the city or let Al-Qaeda do it. And, and when World War III starts, folks, they're going to shut the media down. The kill switch is going in. And they've already are beta testing with cops, arresting bloggers and people. Two more cases today that criticize Obama. They get SWAT teamed for no reason. I mean, it's bad. And they're going to start a civil war in this country, and they're going to fill the re-education camps with us. And to people that work for the government, do you really have to do this to us? Do you really have to play along with all this? I mean, do you really want to dominate the American people this bad that you're going to start a civil war? Because believe me, it's not going to be pretty. We're going to go to break. I promise, come back to your calls. Robert. And then we're going to go to Jeff and Marcus and Jared and Brett and many others that are holding 800-259-9231. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. I'll just try to shut up, make your point, and I'll go to the next person. Let's see if we can take 20 calls until Salente joins us. Then I'll clear the phones. You can hold over if you want to talk to Salente, because I do want to get to quite a few calls today with Salente. It's just I'm risking my life to do this because I've got to. I can't just ignore what I know. And I got to be honest with you. I knew about the globalists, the New World Order, collectivism, and how bad it was when I got involved 17 years ago. I really got involved 19 years ago, but got on air 17. But I just, if I would have known what I knew then, what would I have done differently? Because this is so real. It's so over the top. And it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And it's going to be horrible. We've got to stop it. We cannot go the way of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany and Communist China. The globalists put all those people in. Let's not do it, folks. Let's not do it. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And
okay, let's go to your phone calls. Alex Jones here, back live. Let's talk to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Alex. I tell you what an honor and privilege it is to talk to you. I've been a long-time info warrior, a long-time follower. I buy your products. I support your site, and I try to spread the word the best I can for those that will listen.
God bless you. However, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I appreciate everything you do, and I hope you're, I mean, I hope you do okay, but I have a couple questions. I drive a truck. I don't go cross country. I just do within Florida, and I go to, you know, a little part of Georgia and back. I haven't seen any checkpoints yet. I haven't seen or heard anything, and people I've talked to, they haven't seen anything either. And I'm wondering, you know, if the day comes I ever run into one, you know, like you've always said, they're not officers. I mean, I'm downright going to say, look, you're not touching me. You're not going to search something. I mean, how would you handle a situation like that?
Let me explain what's happening. The feds have tried since Clinton to pay states, counties, and cities to do checkpoints. A Clinton grant, they shut down 290, I-35, and they would shut them down and have traffic backed up one time all the way to Round Rock. It was like 20-something miles. It was incredible. I had video of it in Police State 2000. So anybody that wants to see it, just type that into a search engine. It's online. And the cops didn't like doing it. They were just like waving cars through and going, you know, we've been, you know, we're told to do this. They know it's illegal and they know it's garbage. They know that you can see the drunk drivers at night, somebody swerving, driving erratically. You pull them over, it's probable cause. Now it's reckless driving. It's in the state code. Take them to jail. But setting up checkpoints, you know, to check license and driver's license, they let the illegals go because the judges tell them to. It's all a fraud. And with TSA, what they're doing is they're having, quote, they're calling them inspectors, like the feds are inspecting the police, inspecting the fire departments, inspecting the railways, and anything that takes federal money. So they're on highways that are federally funded or partially funded. They're in bus stations. They're in all 50 states now. And I understand, you run, you're saying, mainly just a few routes in Florida into Georgia and that whole corridor out to that mega peninsula. That's actually an area where I've seen TSA checkpoints in the news. The biggest area is Tennessee and the states bordering it. Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, that whole area, you just type it in. I mean, it's all over the news. But they're also in Texas. They're in California. They're all over the place. I'm giving you a long answer. What you do is, if you're a commercial driver, you've opted in to say you're commercial. So you waive some of your rights, and that's how they say that they can search you. And then they use the trucks, that being done too, to now they're doing it to citizens. They'll even get the U.S. Army out at some of these checkpoints in California and Tennessee that we've gotten on video and been on the news to just really freak everybody out. But if you get called into one of those way stations and it's the TSA, you have to go to your congressperson over the issue and the county and others, because the police should not be there, the state police, whoever, with the TSA. But again, the feds just say, do this or no money. It's totally illegal to have the feds out of their jurisdiction. They're doing it. It's a power grab. And there is quiet pushback. That's why it's, but all 50 states have had deployed the kits for them to be on every road, everywhere. But it's not just TSA that's gone from, well, there's been an 11-fold increase in their numbers since 2001. You can pull that up. They now are magic wand bureaucrats, where they, a judge rules, a federal judge, in whichever circuit it is, covers New Mexico, remember last year, that public schools must be TSA trained because parents are suing over their daughters being groped, because that's now proliferating, a TSA-style checkpoint. And so the TSA must go to the school and train their teachers on the procedure. And so when the TSA gives you a certificate, well, you're now able to stick your hands down the 12-year-old girl's pants because you're a pervert teacher. Or the TSA comes and advises, you can now have cameras in the bathroom. So they're going to be the people that just, I mean, I was out, to speak in, it was a great event, too. They had to get at an extra night because it was selling out each night, you know, like 1,000 people each night. I was out there for KSCO, and after they'd already booked the big boardwalk speaking center, really beautiful town. I mean, if I lived in California, it'd be there. I've been all over California. And they just, the police, the boardwalk police, they said, we're going to run security or this event isn't going to happen. And then they groped everybody. And they were real nice to me, treating me like I was the president. And I can see how the elite gets into this, because, I mean, there's like 10 cops around me, and they're being super nice and everything. But I was like, well, I guess I'll do the event, but I don't like you doing the groping. That's the way it is. So that's the problem we face, sir.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99, with free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The authoritarians in this country are absolutely, totally out of control. And I want to escape from the New World Order. But there's nowhere to run. It's global. We've got to take our countries respectively back. I am fighting from here in the former United States of America, now captured by the global megacrime syndicate known as the New World Order. You must fight in your area against these people. It is a corporate stealth takeover, very hard to beat, because it's not an enemy openly carrying its banner. More and more, though, they're announcing they've conquered us in their financial prospectuses to investors. Bloomberg News, you name it, they brag we've been conquered and laugh how we'll never get out of it. They're going to tell us what to eat. They're going to tell us what to do. They're going to tell us what to think. You go to drudgereport.com. There are just scores of articles up there. And I want my guys to do some boil downs on this as well. We're all over the United States, but also in Europe, they're banning the Christmas tree. I can't think of anything more beautiful than a big tree with blue lights, with green lights, with white lights. I mean, we've got the most beautiful Christmas tree that we then grind up and turn into mulch for the politically correct out there. The most beautiful Christmas tree ever. Just the way my wife decorated it is just so beautiful in our living room. And I'm looking at the one on Drudge Report. Just a big, towering, beautiful white and blue tree with a big star up on top of it. And you can have Muslim symbols. You can have Buddhist symbols. You can have menorahs. You can't have crosses. They're pulling them down off hilltops, mountains. Churches are taking them out, saying it offends people that come into the churches. That's now been confirmed. And everywhere, they're telling children they can't say Christmas. Folks, even if you believe the official separation of church and state means in any government facility, but the government's taking everything over, you can't have them officially do something, children are allowed to say, I'm a Christian, or I'm an atheist. And a lot of the atheists out there are like, yay, shut down their free speech. Folks, the Christmas tree, if you really want to get technical, is an extremely druidic pagan symbol. But I don't think it's evil just because it's a symbol of deep in the winter, the evergreen doesn't die and the sun will come back. You imagine people in Northern Europe when for months there's no light and, you know, they get in there with a fire and an evergreen tree and go, oh, please come back green. I mean, you know, sure, it's pagan, but I don't think dark paganism. OK, I mean, it's a tree. It's a green tree. And you're not worshiping it. You're, I mean, if you go look at the original development in anthropology and archaeology, where it comes from, cultures all over the north, including Asians in northern China, Tibetans, green trees, bring them into the house in the winter. I mean, I love the smell of the Christmas tree. So the idiot pagans who operate and pose as atheists, because that's what a bunch of them are, I've actually found, they're so stupid. They want. Now, obviously, Christians took it, put lights on it, made it about Christ's birth. Whatever. Things are only bad if you project that onto them. It's like every symbol out there has been taken and turned into something evil. The all-seeing eye, the pyramid, the circle, the rising sun. The New World Order has every symbol. People can say, oh, an eagle is a symbol of, you know, evil. No, it's evil if that's what you do under its banner. It's like our flag now is a symbol of evil worldwide. But the American flag has been taken, expropriated, stolen. Our colors have been stolen. We have to bring it back and say what it really symbolizes. But that said, I'm going to get into this after I go to calls. Seniors decry ban on Christmas tree in their complex in Newhall. LA Daily News. And folks, these people sue when you're saying no one at the commencement speech can get up and say, thank God, or football players can't kneel and thank God. Folks, you're an individual. It's your speech. You have free speech to get up there and say, I love the devil, or I love Jesus Christ, or I don't believe in any of it, or I worship aliens from planet Google snop. I mean, I worship Santa Claus. What? Okay, you can get up there and say what you want. And guys, will you put the text of the First Amendment on screen for me? Thank you. Let me read this to you. And every order of a DVD, a book, a T-shirt gets a free citizen rule book. Okay? Every order. And I assure you it's not a conspiracy theory. This does exist. Because they say everything we talk about doesn't exist. It does. It is the First Amendment. The first. Not the second. Not the third. Not the fourth. Not the fifth. Not the sixth. Not the seventh. Not the eighth. Not the ninth. Not the tenth. It is the first, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. In there is the right of scumbags to take a crucifix, put it in a glass of urine, take photos, and sell it all day. Or to put manure all over the Virgin Mary and sell it to degenerates. Because if those degenerates lose their right, I lose my right. To sit here and go, you people are a bunch of control freak Jacobin tyrants that ran the French Revolution out of the Illuminati mainline history that no one even knows. And Thomas Jefferson, who's used to destroy liberty by the socialists and the Marxists and the cultural Marxists who work for the bankers. It's just so incredible. They are the people that are lying to everyone about Thomas Jefferson. You can look up. We ought to do a piece on this. I've done pieces years ago on it. Thomas Jefferson, in debates in letters about states that were trying to create their own state-run religion, saying you can't make a state Baptist, you can't make a state Catholic, you cannot have an official state, and you cannot have a state announcing an official thing and putting money into it. But instead, what's Obama push? He pushes faith-based initiative to give billions to churches to control them. That is a violation of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and separation of church and state. See, Christians argue there is no separation of church and state because they're ignorant. Or at least the people on radio, none of them understand it. It's all clear, so easy to understand, and the courts understand it. That's why they keep overturning all this, but the system doesn't care. So, if you went to a public school and your teacher got up and said, today we're going to pray to Jesus, that would be wrong. Because that's up to your preacher there. But see, it's wrong to have a public school to begin with. You should be in a local community school where the community decides what's in it. So see, it's the chicken or the egg. People say, let's bring prayer back into schools. Well, that's whatever the government decided the prayer should be. Christ said, pray in your prayer closet, not up on the hill like a Pharisee in front of everybody. But the point here is it's very sophisticated. It's complex. Reality is three-dimensional, four-dimensional. It has edges. It has depth. It has smell. It has a taste. I'm going to your calls. I start talking about this, it makes my brain burn because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That's how it starts. Congress can make no law. States can make no law. You do not have a jurisdiction. That's why Native American tribes can take hallucinogens like peyote buttons. And the feds, you try to arrest them, you can't stop them. They've been doing it for 10,000 years, you can't stop them. It's their religion. Just like Christians drink red wine and believe it transmutes the blood of Christ. To go back to that moment there. You can't stop them under religion giving a thimble of red wine to a two-year-old. Because it's the parental right and the religious right. And you can't stop people doing voodoo ceremonies, chopping the head off of a goat, even though we find it distasteful. Because there is a First Amendment. You understand that. But when you cross the line and hurt an individual, then that's not your religious right. Okay? So the government has no jurisdiction. And then there is the basic. Our founders did say we were founded as a Christian nation. And they, again, they're selectively enforcing against Christian iconography and Christian symbols. Really, the globalists hate the fact that Christians took from the pagan the tree. People say, well, then the tree must be evil. No, we took it. See, it's so amazing. It'd be like if a book had a terrible cover on it, but you pulled out the bad stuff and put something else in it. You see, I'll go to your calls. The point is telling children they can't give people Christmas cards, and that's done nationwide. Telling children they can't bring a Bible in their bag, but they can bring a Harry Potter book that is religion. That's a religion, folks. That's there to sell paganism on record. It's wrong. And it's selectively enforced. And why are they going after Christianity? Because real Christianity, not what's taught in the government-run churches now, real Christianity stands diametrically opposed to the New World Order. That's why. And Congress can make no law on any of these issues, not your speech, not your assembly, not your petition for redress of grievances. Your free speech shall not be abridged. And what is it? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Here, let's read it again. It's like throwing holy water on a vampire to these people. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. But also, the globalists want everything to be ugly. They love ugliness. We talked about this with a lot of experts here, and they just hate the idea of bringing light to darkness. They hate the beauty and the simplicity of decorating a tree. They absolutely hate the cheer that comes out of Christmas. That's why they tried to superimpose Santa Claus with Coca-Cola in the 20s and 30s. That's why they tried to superimpose on All Hallows Eve, the demonic Samhain, satanic holiday. Everything good, they project something bad onto it. Ugliness. Because they want to make you ugly in your soul and your mind. Because then you won't recognize their ugliness, their evil. They want to muddy the water like a squid shoots out ink. So that you don't see them, the big lurking razor-sharp-toothed eel in the night. Let's go to your calls. I apologize. I always say I'm going to them, and I never can. Let's move quickly here. John? No, he's not. Marcos is up next. Marcos in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks. My fiance Katie and I started Greater Raleigh Resistance on Planet InfoWars, and we decided to fight fluoride. We've built a coalition with Durham Against Fluoride and FoundersTruth.org, and this past Tuesday, December 4th, we went to our fourth monthly fluoride fighting Tuesday. And the dissociation from reality in this country is so pronounced, there are members of the city council that actually toasted the mass poisoning of citizens through water fluoridation. It's crazy. The video can be found at YouTube on Toxic NC Water. Articles are at Planet InfoWars and at Durham Against Fluoride. And I just wanted to say, activists, the platform Planet InfoWars works. You got to use it and then get up, get out, and be heard.
I've really dropped the ball promoting PlanetInfoWars.com. It's grown, it's getting big, but I need to post more of its stories on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. There's amazing articles, amazing photos, amazing research. The art department of the magazine is now putting all the art we produce up on an art section. I need to get the URL of that and start plugging it. That's part of it. But thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jeff in Georgia on Benghazi and the whole Obama cover-up of that, I would imagine. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, Dallas, first-time caller. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
Great to have you, brother.
Day just to get the real news that's out there. And just to dovetail on what you were finishing talking about there, I'm just in here looking. I just dragged out of my basement my end-of-December tree that I'm going to decorate with some light fixtures to symbolize my my belief in it, in my end-of-December belief.
Well, I mean, whatever it is, you know, the point is they want to set the precedent to go after Christians. Why is that? They want to shut down Christmas. Why is that?
Well, I guess it's just because it brings us together. There's a certain unity that comes from that. If we were all to unite really under the Christmas spirit, we could really actually do something.
That's
about
it. That's it. It's the story of Scrooge. They've replaced it with commercialism and the opposite. And so they're attacking it, trying to remove the old Christmas and bring in their new World Order Christmas. Well, what did you originally call about? Go ahead.
It's, like I said, I was going to talk about Benghazi, and something just kind of hangs in my craw here a little bit is a couple weeks ago when Fox was really chasing it, and they came out with a couple special reports over the weekend. It was the second one with Greg Palcott. He goes through a tour of the Benghazi, quote-unquote, consulate, which is really just a villa where they were running CIA ops. And they, you know, he's trying to do the timeline, and they show the inside of the consulate, and they show that the ambassador supposedly was putting himself into a safe room within this the annex of that building, and they're showing it, and basically it's a jail cell. It's like, you know, if anybody's seen a safe room or the movie safe room, that's a place where nobody.
It's a giant armored door. Yeah, no, they spun it. It's now been admitted that it was a CIA torture base, and there was a bigger one down the street, and that's the big scandal. Obama is still torturing 24/7. And they're torturing anti-Al-Qaeda people in the area. Again, our government runs Al-Qaeda.
Right, I agree with
that. What do you think of the admissions that our government runs Al-Qaeda?
Then they put it back in our face that the CIA said, remember they put the statement out saying we've been out of the detention business since January 20th, 2009 when Obama was inaugurated, just to say, hey, we're not doing that. But of course they're doing that. It's every, like you said, right is up. Wrong is down. Every single thing that these guys have done, they just continue to do the.
Well, let me tell you, waterboarding is bad, and pulling fingernails out is bad. But man, they're doing stuff, hurting little kids in front of their parents. I mean, it freaks me out to think how evil these people are. I mean, let me tell you, because that's how evil works. The worst of the worst keep replacing the last worst guy until you get to the very most evil in charge, and they just like hurting children. Have you read the Army's report about all the kids they torture? Little kids.
Just, you know, I try not to even read that because there's so many other foul things to look at in this world. That's one of the ones that just...
Yeah, I know. I agree with you, but people should go read the Army's report on just Abu Ghraib and the little kids. Because, folks, they didn't just torture them. They Jerry Sandusky'd them. Well, Sandusky didn't ripe them with battery acid. Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate you. Yeah. That's not our government, folks. That's foreign banker criminals that run things. Oh, Alex, don't say the rest of the Penn State was involved. Remember a year ago and everything came out? I was right. Oh, the whole top echelon covered it up. And you know why? You know why, don't you? Let's go. The guy's raping people in the middle of the day in a field house. Those are like an airport. You ever been in a college field house? I have. It's like an airport. That's a pedophile command base. Let's go ahead and talk to Jared in Colorado. Jared, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Jared, and I'm calling from Pima Region 8. It's an honor to speak with you. I've been listening to you for over 2 years now. I remember 2 years ago, I'm actually calling with 2 points. On the first one, I remember 2 years ago when I first started listening to you, I was really programmed and a zombie from television and sports and everything. And then just listening to you, you really woke me up to guns and the Constitution and freedom and liberty, and I give my sincere gratitude and truly thank you for everything you've done for me and the people who I've influenced as well.
Brother, listen, you know, Limbaugh used to say when folks were thanking him, just say dittos. Believe me, I appreciate you putting up with me, and I appreciate you out there fighting the tyranny, and God bless you. Please don't thank me. What do you want to talk about today?
Thank you. I'm actually at work right now. I'm working at a dispensary in FEMA Region 8 in Denver, Colorado. We just passed Amendment 64, and I was reading on your website that the UN was actually thinking about coming in, stepping in, and overturning Amendment 64, saying that it would be a bad message for the rest of the world. Do you think that that is actually going to pass? They're actually going to try to come in and overturn Amendment 64 and the law that was passed in Washington as well?
I don't know what's going to happen with that. We're going to have to watch. What do you think?
Okay. I'm hoping for the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, states' rights. I think that the people of Colorado have voted, and it's what we want. So I
mean, I agree with you, and it's clearly states' rights to legalize marijuana. I'm not necessarily saying it's good to even, you know, use marijuana. It has a lot of medical uses, but for getting high, it does hurt a lot of people. I'll talk about it when I come back.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis. A $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water, whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
New documents show military carries flying drones throughout U.S. They're arresting citizens in North Dakota and California with them. DARPA flying Reaper drones that surveil entire cities in real time. I saw a drone, a Global Hawk, about a month ago. And by the time I tried to get a photo, it was out of range. But they're just taking our money and building a robot force against us. Speaking of Sandusky, he's in the news. He wants his pension. He says that's his money. What a degenerate. Unbelievable. Trial hearing delayed for Penn State administrators. Yeah, they'll all get off. Unbelievable. But that's what they do. Doomsday prepper raided by police, FBI, after criticizing Obama. And Watson was doing research on this today and found a bunch of other cases that just happened. They're now getting search warrants saying you're a terrorist if you criticize Obama. And if we give into the fear of this, it's all over. We got to double down speaking out against them. You know, they tried to say you couldn't film federal buildings. They've lost a bunch of lawsuits. They're now backing off. And that video should be ready today for the Nightly News. We're going to premiere a Joe Rogan interview tonight as well. It's very powerful. Ron Paul, the film, which is just images and documentation added to his farewell speeches up at InfoWars.com. It's extremely powerful as well. We premiered that last night at InfoWarsNightlyNews.com. Okay, let's go back to the calls in this segment, the next, then Gerald Celente. John in Florida wants to talk about the takeover of the churches, what Pastor Lindsey Williams' source calls the Devil's Messiah program. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I'm deeply concerned about the timeline and the actual methods by which they're using to do that. How do I recognize that I'm involved in my religion? And I'm just curious to be able to recognize that it's happening. I know that they're against organized religion. I know the UN has a plan to do away with religion. I'm just not familiar.
Well,
No.
I mean, they openly announced they want a one-world Gaia religion where you've got to subscribe to that. You can still call yourself Baptist or Catholic or Jewish or whatever, but you will submit to the new global religion. And even the Pope's been going along with that. Go ahead.
Interesting. Well, and the timeline, if you don't mind, any idea what kind of time frame they're hoping for this mass conversion into this new religion or doing away with old religions?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to create giant sectarian religious wars out of the Christian-Jewish-Muslim clash. They plan to bring in, as Albert Pike said, the world government after a giant war. So it'll still take them time, and they're between 7 and 10 years behind. But they're doing it. I mean, I go to dinner with friends and family, and they go, yeah, they've taken the cross out of the church, and they say it'll offend people. And I mean, we're talking mainline churches. And I need to go out and actually show this happening. You know, I've got family that, you know, you goes and visits a church, and they're told, and, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates are our savior, basically, and we got to pay them money. You know, I mean, it's everywhere. They've taken most of the churches over. When Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Churches led the Revolutionary War against the British. Churches should be speaking out against politicians. But instead, they're like, we're not allowed to talk about government, separation of church and state. No. Government can't talk about you. You can do whatever you want. I mean, it's so clear. And that's what we had in this country till 50, 60 years ago with the 501c3. It's the key. Because they get people to opt in. They get you to opt. Oh, you got to get a license to be a commercial driver. You opt in to waive your rights. Then they tell everybody they have no rights. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get churches to opt in and become charities, not churches. It's all bait and switch scams. We're just a trusting lemming public going off the edge of the cliff. You know how easy it was to go pay off all the denomination leaders and give them money through the Rockefeller Foundation? I mean, and that's how they did it. Anything else?
Well, I want to tell you, you are a dynamic individual, and thank you very much.
Oh, please. What I am is somebody who might have a death wish. And I'm being a little sarcastic. I love life so much, I'm ready to give mine up. Because there will be no future if we don't beat these people.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.